You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Keith McMillan, the founder and CEO of Bepop Sensors in Berkeley, California. The company uses smart fabrics to create sensor solutions for OEMs or original equipment manufacturers. Bepop's technology is proven with over a million sensors in daily use. Quite impressive. Mr. McMillan, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And you're most certainly welcome. So as an entrepreneur who has founded several companies like yourself, tell us about your innovations and what has made your company so successful.
Generally, I have started companies based upon personal interests and or needs. A lot of them initially related with music. And I find getting into a technology that's audio related, I generally end up developing some unique sensors or some unique algorithms that have applications in often very unrelated markets. Several times I've started a company for a particular direction, and 2 years later I'm doing something I never imagined. So I think having a good focus to begin with and being able to notice opportunities along the way and take action on those if they make sense is very important.
Now, you say that Bepop sensors make things knowable for product designers and visionaries. What does make things knowable mean?
Well, you know, we're entering this age of the Internet of Things. And many of these things are sensor-based. They a lot of them will interface with humans. And we like to say that our fabric sensors form the bridge between rigid electronics and squishy people. Fabrics are worn by people every day. We sit on them. They're part of our environment. So having fabrics that can respond to compression or bending, flexing, essentially know about us is extremely important. And there are other applications where having sensors that are flexible in products, let's say a motorcycle helmet, that can measure a fall. And if the impact is significant, can dial 911 for you. So smart fabric sensors like us, and we like them, and I think they'll help extend human knowledge into other things, into other areas, and also help the internet and the world around us understand us better as well.
And Keith, if you would, tell us how Bepop's fabric sensors are different than the others.
Good question. We're fundamentally different. Most of the other smart fabrics or fabric sensors have wires running through them, and their primary purpose is to measure respiration, heartbeat, physiological components, and generally for athletes or people who are training. Our sensors are less interested in physiology as they are in physicality. We can measure forces, we can measure locations, we can measure when you're bending your arm, how much you're bending it. And these are fundamentally different than the types of sensors that have come to the market in the last few years, which have been focused on picking up the physiology from a person.
Today we are joined by Keith McMillan, the founder and CEO of Bepop Sensors in Berkeley, California, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter, simply at ePodcast Network. Keith, what do you see as the future for this technology?
Well, one place that we're seeing an enormous amount of interest and activity is the automobile. Cars are getting smarter. Many have autonomous functions, and within 5 years, if you believe the trend lines, most of the new cars will have the ability to drive themselves. But knowing where people are in the car and being able to take control of the car when needed is still very important functions. So we have a smart steering wheel. It knows when you're grabbing it, can tell your hand pressure and location. It can also be used to say if your phone rings, you can just squeeze your right hand twice and it'll answer the phone for you. So these are safety features built into a steering wheel as well as conveniences. And for self-driving cars, the companies building these cars still want someone behind the wheel. So we make sensors for seats, and they just don't tell, you know, that someone is there. We can actually measure how a person is sitting, they're cross-legged, they're leaning forward, if they're under a certain weight, or if it's just a bag of groceries. And this allows the computer in the car to set the airbags properly for each of the occupants. And I think the manufacturers of airbags and cars understand that overall safety is a net gain with airbags, but airbags do hurt people. And if they can know more about where that person is located, they can modify the airbag behavior to be more effective.
Lastly, Keith, what advice can you give to an innovator or an entrepreneur just starting out regarding how to convert an idea into a reality?
Well, it's the basics. Put your idea down on paper. If you can't write it down on one page of paper, you better think a little harder. And then once you have it written down, it doesn't have to be, you know, pretty, but it should contain what you're going to offer or build, who you expect to be your market, how long it'll take you to develop or manufacture or deploy. Read it over the next day if it makes sense. Show it to some people you trust. Get feedback. And it's amazing that with a lot of enthusiasm, you still miss things. But if you turn that enthusiasm into invitation and have people look at your ideas, and there's really not much need to be overly secretive or paranoid. I've generally found almost everyone I've dealt with is honest, and if they can help, they do help. So that's a mistake a lot of people who are starting in business make. They think their idea is vulnerable to being snatched. And boy, ideas, they're only a small percent of what has to be done. And if your idea can pass the taste test, then you're ready to really start investing yourself into it. So make sure the idea is a good one, because you'll be spending a lot of time developing it, defending it, and selling it.
Certainly some fantastic advice and information there. We certainly appreciate that. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Bepop Sensors.
Certainly. The website is at www.bepopsensors.com. And we have examples, videos, and other descriptions of how the sensors operate. You'll see them in shoes and tires and various uses that would not be possible with traditional sensors.
Keith, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. All the success, and certainly look forward to a future conversation with an update right here on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed my time speaking with you.
And I did as well. We have been speaking with Keith McMillan, the founder and CEO of Bepop Sensors, a company that uses smart fabrics to create sensor solutions for OEMs or original equipment manufacturers. And once again, the website of reference, and for more information as well as contact, it's bepopsensors.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.